Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Joyous celebration, but behlanzi we ya basfagile ngala esigabeni sokugcina. Isikhathi ke manje sithi 21 after 4 o'clock. Sikanye nomfundisi uAaron Velem sizolvala ke uhlelo singena ke kwi discussion. Singathanda ukuthi nawe uengage nathi. Uma ugo Radio Pulpit Facebook page uzobona inombolo nazo zivelile lapho la unga joina khona the chat nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729 uma ke uthanda ukuthi ukhulume nathi live ungashaya ku 0123341322 mfundisi Velem sawubona
sanmana mansabona
njalo aw siyaphila baba siyaphila siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately viki lethu lokuqala siqala sikhuluma online.
But ngiyathembisa ikhokugcina.
Next week uzobula. Yathembisa.
Live on studio.
Live in studio. Thank you.
Actually for the next 2 weeks.
Yes. Mina ngithanda nje ukuthi wena othembisayo akusiyime ngibathembisayo.
Not unless something comes up, but there's nothing planned for the next 3 weeks.
For the next 3 weeks. Hayi cha, siyabonga. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Ngicela ubingelela abantu nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit emakhaya. Ngithanda ukubingelela specifically my church AFM Redemption Center Endeavor. Ngigama likaJesu.
Amen. Amen. Mhlambe abangamazi umfundisi uAaron Velem sibekele nje isithombe sakho.
Sure. That question is always difficult.
Yeah.
It's always is mangithi umfundisi uAaron Velem is just a child of God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wenza lanje umusa.
Yes. Born and bred in Eastern Cape.
Oh yes, born and bred in East London.
Yeah, wena so cool just what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I'm interestingly confused, Pilla. I've got over 30 years in Shala like
it. Pretoria, yeah. So you're caught with it.
I'm not going to Eastern Cape, no.
Or I'm going to Pretoria.
Or I'm going
to Google Pigot, I'm going to Pretz.
Pretz.
Yes. Sina Sitla Mavage, a fresh. Ingakho bathi kusemakhabishini yebo.
Yeah.
Okay. Sizoqala inyanga yethu sikhuluma la udaba elibucayi kakhulu. Bengisasho la eliya on ukuthi yabona uma kuza kundaba ye forgiving, hey udaba nje olu broad. And ngiyacabanga ukuthi uma singakhuluma nge forgiveness singayikhuluma nje unyaka wonke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand it's because it's a very difficult topic.
Yes.
Complex. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything that involves emotion, it's always difficult. But these are the answers. Because angithi ama emotions are fluctuate, it depends on the theme.
Yes.
But we always try and give guidelines.
Mm.
This is how it should be done.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily mean ukuthi whatever that we tell you is what we're going to get hlobo esitsho ngalo.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. As I said, it depends on emotions.
Mm.
Yes.
Yabona i forgiveness abantu banokuyichaza ngendlela ezihlukahlukile ne. And abanye niya understand ukuthi why, because ngezinye ikhathi umuntu uzofuna ukuthi a justify whatever that is happening ne. Kunomunye ozothi yes I can, omunye uzothi ngimxolele umuntu but angisafuni ukukhuluma naye or angimfuni phambi kwami ne. And then omunye uzothi ngimxolele but angikhohliwe lento ayenzile. Ne? And then omunye uzothi for now ileso ngicabangayo ukuthi abantu esikhathini esiningi banokukhuluma ngendaba ye forgiveness and then asho kanje but uthola ukuthi kunezinye izinto ezizomtriggera or mhlambe yena lo muntu athi ngimxolele but angimfuni phambi kwami so ngicela ukuthi sichaze kahle i forgiveness ukuthi iyini ngaphambi kokuthi sizongena kulesi sihloko sokuthi forgiving how to forgive what you can't forget i forgiveness kahle hle iyini
ngiyabonga mhlaba ngicela ukuzoyikhuluma ngesingisi
yeah
ithi kuthiwa ngesingisi forgiveness is a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness or not. One, conscious and deliberate. Conscious means I'm sober. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Conscious means I'm sober.
Yeah.
Deliberate means ngabom.
Yeah.
You know, it's a decision oyenza sober-minded to release ama feelings wenzondo or ne anger towards umuntu okumoshile. Now, the last part of the sentence says, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness or not.
Yeah.
Now, it takes me now back to the last part, regardless of whether we deserve forgiveness or not. It takes me back to Indaba Yokuthi. You are not doing it for that person. You are doing it for yourself. So, maybe let me explain something that you khulume ngayo kancane nje. Ifuna ukuthi indaba yokuthi when you forgive, you do not deny the seriousness of the offense against the person okumoshile. Ayithi lento the offense or isenzo lesi asenzekanga, senzekile. But still, for the benefit of your heart and impilo yakho, you still forgive. And number two, I said something, forgiving what you cannot forget. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you are forgetting ukuthi lo muntu ebekumoshile. And it doesn't also mean ukuthi you are condoning or excusing the offense, you know. I ukuthi senzo si right. Ayisho ukuthi ngiya encourage les senzo.
Yeah.
But it is because I said the last time ngikhuluma esondeni ngathi umuntu okumoshile sometimes kuyenzeka ukuthi akhohlwe yena ukuthi bekhe wakumosha. Mayihlangana nawe sekhohliwe. Wena umgcine enhliziyweni. Now, ngabuza iquestion ethi, that person is an unwelcome tenant ohleli rent free aka rent enhliziyweni yakho, but awumfuni. Angazi nokuthi ungizwile mandlapho.
Ngikuzwile. Ngikuzwa kahle.
Uyi-tenant ehlala rent free enhliziyweni yakho, Maria Glimazi. And the question is, why do you have to keep that person in your heart? Because every time na umbona, kuba khona into eyenzekalayo ngaphakathi la kuwe. Or umuzwa ivoice yakhe, or umubona imessage yakhe uyalimala. The question is, why do you keep that person in your heart? Because kulimala inhliziyo kabani, inhliziyo yakho. So, is it really worth it that, okay, let's put it this way. lo muntu kulimazile. Is it really worth it ukuthi uzilimaze again nawe ngokumgcina enhlizweni yakho?
Mhm.
Because ulimala twice.
Mhm.
Ungena cala.
Mhm.
Kusona ne mangithi this person stays rent free in your heart without even even though he's an unwelcome tenant. Kungenzeka ukuthi wakurape, kungenzeka ukuthi wakwenza into ezibuhlungu, or the person attempted to kill you. But the fact that you are still alive, it means that things can change.
Yeah.
Maybe let's go to the word. Let's go to the word. Matthew 18. Ngizofunda nje u-21.
Mm-hmm.
Uthi u-21. Then Peter came up to him and said, Lord, how many times may my brother sin against me and I forgive him and let it go? It as many as up to 7 times. Ilento lentibuzwa nguPeter. Ilento kuthiwa a rhetorical question. Ubuza umbuzo kuJesu. At the same time, ubuza umbuzo anempendulo yawo. Because uthi as many as seven times a day. Now, that was the law in the Old Testament. So, umuzi ndayaziyo, but I'm not sure if he's trying to trick uJesu. So, uyambuza, pinda aphendule ukuthi 7 times, okay, 7 times in a day. Now, impendulo kaJesu, uthi ku-22, Jesus answered him, I tell you, not up to seven times, but 70 times seven. Remember, that's in one day. Umuntu mayekulimazile umxolela 70 times 7 in one day. So Christ is trying to explain indaba yokuthi you don't stop forgiving. Okay, ngenze a very practical example. Le ncwadi ibhalwa ngu Matthew 18.
Yeah.
Matthew umayibhala le ncwadi, the Bible says he was a tax collector. Why in SARS? Now, if you look at the Bible, tax collectors were abantu that were not welcome in the communities. But they were turned. But look at the fact that even though they were outcasts in the community, Jesus chose one of his disciples to be a tax collector. And Matthew, ubuya kwifamily yamaJews, that is why bathi Matthew Levi. He's a Jew. The very same people that they lose Jesus, even though Jesus is coming from them. But Jesus still wabathatha wabeka ecaleni kwakhe. So, going back to the topic, indaba ye forgiveness, it's not cut and dry. Ukhulumile kancane indaba ye yama examples, or mina ngibiza ngama types of forgiveness. Uthe wena omunye uthi ngiyamxolela but angisamfuni la eduzane kwami. Ngiyabonga. Now you can forgive but deny access to your life. Like, uyakwazi ukumxolela but ungambeki la iqoleni kwakho because una potential ukukulimaza again. Forgive the person and deny him access. Now, going back to the types of forgiveness, number one, we've got conditional forgiveness. Conditional forgiveness means if they apologize, then I will forgive. Because I police. So as long as I'm a police, I will carry that person for as many years as possible in my heart. Rent free, he's not a good tenant, but makahlale enhlizweni yami. So, le ndaba ye conditional forgiveness, it has not worked at all. Because every time when you see that person, you're limala.
Yes.
Every time you see that person, you're limala. You know. Number two, we need transformational forgiveness. It's transformational forgiveness, Mantapo. You forgive in the mood of goodness. Because
Okay.
So, and then the last one, kune unconditional forgiveness. Unconditional forgiveness, forgiveness yabazalwane or yabantu abakholwayo. Ukuthi it doesn't matter ukuthi ngilimaze kangakanani, the Bible tells me to forgive.
Yeah.
There's no conditions whether you feel kamnandi or you feel kabuhlungu, but you have to let go, release that person out of your heart. Because that is why uJesu esithi uma kudliwa isilalo iHoly Communion, ubeka isidlo sakho phansi and then uye kulo muntu ningazwananga naye before nidle. You understand? Because you cannot partake in the blood and in the body of Christ if aunalo Paul. Child of God, we have to forgive whether we like it or not. Because, okay, the biggest challenge about not forgiving, okay, let me put it this way. When you don't forgive, you won't see Christ working in your heart. Because and Christ cannot coexist no mundo enhlizweni. UJesu uhlala uma kuphume umuntu enhlizweni kwasala yena. It is only then that you can allow him to work. Because the Bible says he does not share his glory with anyone. Uzobonakala uJesu ngathi akenzi niks. Kanti wena inkinga yakho ukuthi kukhona umuntu ombambe ngenhliziyo unebhubu. Yes.
Ngikuzwa kahle.
Yes.
Wow.
So like especially maybe let me talk about black people because I'm black.
Yeah.
Sina njengabantu abamnyama, one, we come from very broken families. Very broken families. Mina baba wangangikhulisa baba wami. Akazange wangikhulisa. When I grew up, I wanted to work ngiqala ukusebenza ngithenga isibhamu ngimdubule ngimbulala. Because inkinga yayikuthi wayekhulisa iingane ezingezo zakhe. Lena yatha kayikhulisi. Mina ngikhulisa i-single parent. Ngikhule ngingumntwana one-anger. I was fighting, I was always fighting because I had unresolved issues about fatherlessness. So most of us as black children are coming from those families. Now that is why ubona nezinga le crime in South Africa liphezulu kanaka. It is because sikhulisa abantwana bane anger. Who doesn't even think twice before they shoot and kill someone. We are raising an angry generation. So that is why the country is in turmoil. It is because the basics they are coming from broken, very broken backgrounds. I was very lucky because Mina that college will come kulunkulu. Mina into yenzeka, ngithola umsebenzi, or ngiyasindiswa kuqala ngo-December. Then the following year, 3 months down the line, ngomathi ngithola umsebenzi. So angisakwazi ukuthenga isibhamu ngiyibulale le ndoda, ingazange ngikholise. Because now, sengamkele indoda enoxolo, indoda enguJesu. So really, we need to understand that without Christ ngeke sinqobe impi yokuxolela nokungaxoleli. The Bible is the only thing enokwenza ukuthi sibe nomkhomba indlela siyazi ukuthi how should we live as a nation. So really, without understanding the principles of the Bible, it is not easy to forgive. We just want vengeance, and the Bible says, "Impindezelo, oh, vengeance is mine." Usho kanjalo uNkulunkulu. Amen.
Yeah, uyabona le oyishoyo ukuthi ingane eziningi zikhulela ku broken families. Yeah, kuyiqiniso leyo, and you know, that is why khona manje siba nama adults ukuthi kunezinto eziningi man ezenzakalayo eimpilweni zabo ezikonfuzayo, because today umuntu umbona ekanje, tomorrow sokungomunye umuntu onga understand ukuthi kwenzakalani kanti ngempilo yalomuntu, or uzowuyibuza ukuthi mara ucabanga kanjani, angayenza kanjani into efana nale. Ingoba uthola ukuthi akadilanga nama childhood trauma, or yeah, kufaka nje konke lokho. So and nendaba ye forgiveness, and uthola ukuthi yena akayibheki la kule ndaba yokuxolela ukuthi okay, ngibe nomama, umama akazange ngikhulise, umama bekangana ndaba nami. So yena ukhula ana lento ukuthi akangithandi. Njoba nawo usho ukuthi bekakhona ubaba kodwa bekakhulisa ezinye izingane, and then wena angananindaba nje nawe. So iyalimaza kakhulu leyo nto. Earlier on besikhuluma la indaba ye kunomama uye wakhuluma indaba yokuthi ekhaya kunaba like ama siblings abazwani. And then iyamlimaza le nto, and then uthi ukungazwani kwabo kuqale emveni kokuthi abazali bandlule emhlabeni. And then ngisakhuluma noMangethe ngale ngithi uyabona nale ndaba yokuthi uthola ukuthi abazali mhlambe mabaphila kunomunye okuthi we favoritism, bathanda yena ekhaya, and then laba abanye omunye uphathwa ngenye indlela. Nayo leyo nto leyo izala inzondo between abantwana. So abazali uma bangasekho emhlabeni, yila manje lengane ziziqala ama mask manje ayawa. Omunye nomunye uyasiveza ukuthi wena vela ngikuthandi because of abazali bethu bebaphatha wena kahle. Yes, bafavora wena, uyabona izinto esifana nalezo. So ukuthola ukuthi manje kuba nempi la ekhaya, and then nendaba ye lesikhuluma ngayo namuhla, because manje abakhohlwa ukuthi abazali bebaphatha lo kanjani, and then you know aba understand ukuthi manje kumele kube khona indaba yokuthi baxolelane, and then kundlule. Kuba nzima kakhulu. So today sikhuluma le ye forgiving what you can't forget. Yes.
Let me say this, Mansapho, ne? Uyazi ukuthi most of the things ezisilimazayo nezisibambile elifeini zizinto ezadlulayo. Ayizo zinto ezenzeka manje.
Manje, yeah.
Zizinto za so many years in most cases ezadlulayo. So, the reason I'm saying this, it's because we cannot change them. You understand? It doesn't matter whether silwa ngazo, we cannot change them because they are the past. Zindlulile. So is it worth it ukuthi sibanje past isenze ukuthi singakwazi ukuphila today and in future or tomorrow?
And nalabo bantu abasekho ngesinye isikhathi, yeah,
abasaphili nokuphila, some of them. Wena, and you know, I was told by a certain doctor, a medical doctor, uthi inzondo yenza cancer of esophagus. So Uti every time umbona lo muntu kuna something enza ngaphakathi. Uti kuna toxins that are creating a cancer. So the question is it really worth it ukuthi uzugule ukukhuliswa umuntu ongasekho ongasaphili maybe?
It's not.
So why do you carry this person with you every day? Wakulimazayo. It's practically not worth it. We are kufinda every day. Why ungenza uxolo naye if usaphila, umblocke uhlukane naye uqali life yakho afresh. Why can't you do that? It's not worth it to go to Zlimaza twice. Because Zlimaza twice. Ukulimaza now we are Zlimaza. Omunye umuntu wakhe wathi ukungaxoleli, it's like drinking poison and expect the next person to die.
Yeah.
It's really not worth it. It's really not worth it. So, starting from today, we need to sit down and have talk with ourselves. Sit down and say, how long am I going to suffer? Because yes, what we have suffered for years carrying this person. We have seen that. But uhamba naye. The question is, why would you khohlakalela kanje? Why would you khohlakalela?
We as abuser wena ngokwakho.
You are abusing yourself. Uze ufile ukuthi lo muntu ngathi angatholi assistant or answer. The thing is, nawe ngeke ube right because inhliziyo yakho izosala nayo isalimele. Whether ufile or akafanga, ayilungisi inhliziyo yakho leyo nto leyo. But yenza izinto worse.
Yes. Mfundisi, ngicela sithathe kancane ibreak la and then sizobuya siqhubeke ngayo le ndaba. Ngibona la kusela how many minutes? Sisalele nje o plus minus 12 minutes. Yeah, asiqedelele uma sibuya ngala.
Okay.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your praise, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Amen to that. Google a comment lana mfundisi. Ubongani, the author, uthi, what a question posed. The issue of forgiveness is an integral matter, a source of all that is good or bad that can come into a person's life. To forgive or not to forgive should not even be the question. Let us choose to forgive, no matter the circumstances. In the word forgive, the lies There lies the word give. Forgiveness is given whether a person deserves to be forgiven or not. But unforgiveness is a poison one gives themselves. Ilebe school manga ukuthi uya abuse wena ngokwakho. Yeah.
A very great comment. Ngiyabonga kubhuti for the comment. It actually clarifies yonke lento sikhuluma ngayo. You know, inkinga yokungaxoleli, it's hurting you big time. So it's not a matter of whether we do it or not.
Yeah.
As he rightfully said, it's a must. Ngiyafuna isho lento ethi forgiveness brings healing. If ungaxoleli uyagula, uma uxolela uyaphila. Sometimes abantu omunye uzawuthi I'm waiting for the right moment to forgive. That only delays your healing. Wena uyaqhubeka, i-poison iyahamba la ku-system yakho. Uyayivumela ukuthi iqhubeke i-poison ku-system yakho. There's no right moment for forgiveness. You have to forgive. Some banana coping mechanisms. Okay, this is how I cope. Umuntu wathi ngizophuza into ekanje. Ngiphuza into ekanje ukuze ngibe right. Now, still, kuzohamba kuhambe siphele isikhathi sokukhopha. Or iphele le nto buyisebenzisa for ukukhopha. Kufanele ubhekane with the actual problem. Forgiveness. So, also, for coping mechanisms don't work, you know. So you really have to learn to forgive now. In as much as the principle of forgiveness, I mean, you forgive now, but it requires one to visit the past. Awukwazi ukholela into ongakhangi uyivisit ukuthi kwakwenzakaleni. You need to revisit the past, you know. Nothing else is it's collecting data. U collect yonke into eyenzekile. That's your way to forgiveness. Number two, connecting the dots. You know, when you say you're connecting that, it's the part of resolving the problem. Okay, now it has happened. How do I move forward? You're connecting the dots. Now, if you feel ukuthi it means they got this. You hand over to the Lord and move on. If the answer goes to you, can correct the dots after you connected them. You sit down with the person, and then because it doesn't matter, you cannot change the past. Sometimes the answer goes to ulinyazwe ngumuntu abengakwazi ukuthi kulimazile yena. So when you sit down with a person, connect, then uzothi, I never thought ukuthi ngikulimazile uma ngikhuluma kanje. So ngiyaxolisa. I didn't mean to ukuthi ngikulimaze. So nixolelane kuphelile, unlike carrying the person. Kanti umuntu akayazi yena ukuthi uhamba naye every now and then. So sometimes, I mean, the hardest part is the fact that you cannot change the past. No matter how you try.
Yeah.
You know. And maybe I should say this. I understand that forgiveness is not a destination. It's a process. But the sooner you start, the better.
And okubuhlungu ngendaba yomuntu ongakwazi ukuxolela. Uthole ukuthi ugcina alimaza abanye abantu ngoba efuna ukubuyisa i revenge so uthola ukuthi abantu aba innocent abantu abangazi lutho ukhipha i revenge kubona ngoba awukwazi awusakwazi mhlambe ukhipha i revenge kulo yamuntu okulimazile. That is why sinabo sisi khona manje ukuthi ithi ngenze example yokungena kuma relationship umuntu uzongena ku relationship and then elinyazwe u ex wakhe amenze lokhu nalokhu so mazongena ku relationship nomunye umuntu uthola ukuthi ungena ngalobu buhlungu and then lobu buhlungu manje ubukhiphela kulobhudu wabantu o mhlambe yena lobhudu linyazo ulosisi lona ukhiphela ubuhlungu bakhe kulo ngenxa yokuthi akakhoni ukuthi a forgive that person and into engiyiqaphelile ke mina when it comes kuyona lento ukuthi wena uzoyitshela ukuthi ulimaza lo muntu kanti ekugcineni kulimala wena and uyilimaza more
on top of that manhlapo ne
yeah
let's take her to the house of the Lord because abantu bayayeka emasontweni because balinyazwa ngabanye in most cases abantu abalimaza abanye they are not even aware that bayabalimaza because they are wounded bona
first. yeah
So ulimaza wonke umuntu unintentionally so. So uyabona ukuthi i damage oyenzayo. Like whenever you walk around being wounded, it means chances are you gonna wound people around you. So the sooner you get rid of the resentment and anger, the better. The better.
Yeah.
So it's really not worth it carrying people around about Lima's village because Lima's an abanye in the process. So it's really not worth it.
Yeah. Ngicela ukuthi siphinde futhi sigijimele ngala and then sizobuya ke mhlawumbe siphe your contacts ukuthi utholakala kanjani mongekho la emoyeni.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Yeah, mfundisi, ngicela ukuthi sivale and then bese ke usitshela ukuthi utholakala kanjani mongekho la emoyeni.
Kuma social networks ngikhona. As Aaron Velem on Facebook, on X, but in Instagram, ne?
Instagram, okay.
Yes, so ngikhona kingo Aaron Velem.
Oh, khona ku Instagram angaze ngikubone.
Bangkhona, but I'm not that active. Ngiye ngirespond uma kuna something.
Okay. Hayi, mina ngivamise ukubona ku TikTok, Facebook.
Even on TikTok, yes. I forgot.
Yeah.
Ngikhona ku TikTok, yeah.
Okay. All right. Asiphinde futhi sihlangane evikini elizayo and njoba uthembisile sizobe sinawe live la e-studio.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mntana nakubalaleli. Next week ngizobe ngise-studio.
Amen. Amen baba. Bless you.
Okay, siyabonga. Blessings.
O Pastor Ray Legodi uzo ngena in few minutes aqhubeke na ukuze kuyoshaya u 7 o'clock kube kuhle sindawonye uNkulunkulu angicinele nina until sizohlangana futhi next week Sunday ngaso lesisikhathi ithingiphume kanje ngiphuma nge the Singletons but Savior Lord and King. Okay, before ngiphuma na umyalezo lana uphuma ku Khosisile Segopolo uthi Romans 5 verse 5 tells us that God has shared his love in our hearts so that we love through his love. At times forgiveness is not easy. Forgiveness is not easy, but through the love of God and not our human love, we are able to forgive the unforgivable. Anyways, forgiveness is hindrance to personal growth, thief of sanity, and the peace of heart. God bless you, Khosi Itsile. Romans 5, verse 5. Siyabonga.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.